this studying or death most in Mrs. Mermaid Angels.
Angel!
Auntie Anna.
The wisp has gone inside the willow, and he might never come out again. Never. Can you hear the branches wrapping around the wind, Dulcie?
I don't know what it is yet.
Look with your hands, Dulcie.
Hamlet, Ash Thursday. Dulcie Deacon was played by Ariadne Robertson. Auntie Anna Deacon by Anne Jameson. John and Pat Deacon, Elvis Herod. Emma Deacon, Lottie Bowater. Bunton Deacon, Ergo Fismis. George Deacon, Lottie Bowater. Louis Deacon, Autumn Robertson. Jeremy Braverman by Chris Locke. Peter Pontin, played by Lawrence Tuck. Tom Cruise, employee of the ferry company, by Joe Eaton. Jake Blake, by Elvis Herod. Nancy Blake, Autumn Robertson. Malcolm Blood, the Lord of the Manor, Chris Locke. Alex Buzzard, the groundsman of the manor, was played by Joe Eaton. Fox, by Autumn Robertson. Badger, by Ergo Fismis. Nora Vlovlov, Nayana Dickinson. Ethel Mermaid, by Elson, the local priest, was played by Lawrence Tuck. Field recordings by Naomi Robertson. Audette Ritual, written by Lottie Bowater and William Blake. Hamlet Ash Thursday was written and produced by Ergo Fismis.
Creamed custard and curdled whey laid. And woolen as a lost little lamb. You tumble into timeless little lambs. Loitering like a tin biscuit. Somewhere along the English coast.
She mustn't. Boris, that's...
There. That's done it.
Boris, have you... Have you... pissed?
The phone is ringing off the hook. Seriously, you close the ferry port for a day and suddenly everybody needs a priest. I wouldn't mind, except they're usually so... so... dismissive.
Dismissive, yeah. Well, don't you worry. I'll fix you a nice cup of tea and a biscuit. Would you like any dilute juice while you wait for the kettle?
No! No, thanks. I'm good, juice.
He dips his custard cream in it.
He dips his what in his what? Oh, right.
Custard cream.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Mrs. Mermaid. My mind is very occupied today.
Don't you worry, Father. We've still got some plastic cups left over from the Jigsaw Festival. Here's a dilute juice to tide you over. Juice.
Thanks.
There you go. Enjoy that. Dilute juice.
Someone's drawn cocks and balls in the ice on every single car windscreen down the path. It's quite something.
Someone's what?
Drawn cocks and balls in the ice on the car windscreen?
On my car windscreen?
Well, I mean, probably. They're on all the other ones.
Are you telling me that my land blazoned with effigies of genitalia? Pat!
What is it, love?
Put the kettle on! And for the love of God, do it quickly!
What's the matter, John?
There's penises all over my Land Rover!
There's what?
Oh, for the love of God, there's penises all over my Land Rover!
Did you just say there's penises all over your Land Rover?
Yes, Pat! There's penises all over my Land Rover!
And balls.
And balls? Not just my car, everybody's fucking car!
Well, what did that happen?
The owners of these genitalia missing something. Oh, hi,
Odette. Nora.
I haven't seen you.
Right? All right? Yeah, I'm all right.
How's your mum?
Mum? Oh, mum. Yeah. She's all right.
Send her my love.
Send love. Yeah, I'll send love. All right. Send love.
Pshh. All right?
All right. Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm okay.
You have a nice Christmas?
What?
You off somewhere?
What? Going to the woods. Woods?
Oh, nice. I haven't been down there for donkeys. It's all right down there.
Yeah, it's all right.
I didn't dare go down there for a while since they found those bones.
Bones? Oh, yeah. Bones.
Long time ago now.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a long time.
You know, until the bus route comes back on, or some kind soul wants to drive me home, unless I want to walk 12 miles. Maybe I'll come down to the woods with you. I haven't been there in donkeys.
Donkeys?
Yeah, I could do with a walk in the woods. You wouldn't mind if I tagged along, would you, Odette? It's been such a long time since I've seen you.
Mind? No. Me? No.
Excellent. We've so much to catch up on. How many years has it been?
I don't know. 3?
No, more than that.
4?
More than that.
5?
That must be it. Time flies, eh?
Time flies. What are you on about?
All right, Mum? Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah. Well, it's all a bit messy, to be honest. Well, they're not blaming me for the crisis. They are blaming... Yeah, there's a photo of it in the country press, Mum. Yeah, the Post-it. What do you mean, not the best idea? It was your idea. What do you mean, if a man told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it? Well, of course I can't come home, Mother. All the transport has been stopped, hasn't it? Oh, Mum, don't cry. Oh, Jesus. Okay, Mum, okay, you tell Dad all about it. Okay, oh, hi, Dad. Yeah, don't worry, yeah, it'll pan out, I'm sure, yeah. No, Dad, I can't come home. All the transport has been cut off. And who'd look after my parrot?
Look after my parrot.
Quiet, Stephen. Your mum's on the phone.
On the phone?
Yeah, that's him, Mum. He never shuts up.
The priest must be protected.
Oh, yeah, last night.
The bee protected.
I leave the TV on for him when I'm at work. Must have heard it on there.
The priest must be protected.
Yeah, all right, Stephen. We'll protect the priest.
Look after my parrot.
Mum. Yeah. He is quite a character.
On the phone.
I'm 8 years old. It's okay.
If you want to go for a walk, Dulcie, that's fine. Just have a little supper. See you later, Dulcie. Sing flat, sing flat, sing
Marks. 12. Yep. Add the 7.
Well, thanks so much for taking us in.
Oh, we didn't so much take you in as...
You fell in.
Well, like we said, neither of us have any memory of what occurred.
Yeah, we were out walking, then there was this big flash, and then here we were on your, I must say, incredibly comfortable sofa under those lovely chevron fleeces.
So there's nothing at all between being...
Between being somewhere in the hills and...
Your very comfortable sofa.
Hmm. Maybe you were drugged.
I don't see how. We were quite alone.
Well, not quite alone. There was that girl.
Girl? A girl with long black hair. She was dressed in a sort of
Hessian?
Hessian! Sackcloth! Yeah, that sort of thing, that's it. A lot? Well, we just...
Oh, God.
What?
Well, we just hit her.
Hit her?
With our vehicle. But she got up, walked off shouting. Seemed to be fine.
She looked in a much better state than we did.
That'll be Odette. Everyone round here knows her. Sees things and so on.
She's actually very interesting once you get to know her.
Yeah, she's all right, Odette. Unless you catch her on a bad day.
Odette is one of the more cultured of the residents in this fair isle.
How did you guys end up here?
I took a job here 5 years ago. Programming. Needless to say, the company doesn't exist anymore. We met in the office.
And since then, well... It's just been difficult to move, you know?
So at least people like Odette keep the community a bit more...
I certainly hope she's okay. She took quite a wallop.
Really, I was amazed she got up.
It's hard to tell with Odette. And she doesn't use a phone or anything like that. Her mum died, so there's not really any way of keeping track of her.
The priest, Father Bresson, is probably the best person to talk to about Odette. He tends to keep an eye on her. Might be worth giving him a buzz. Tell him about her little accident.
I'll do that in a minute. I'm just going to stick on a pan of cocoa. Anyone fancy?
Ooh, could murder a mug.
Seconded.
How can I resist? Jeremy makes the most astonishing cocoa. You don't know what you're in for.
Yes, and only one of them will be poisoned.
John Deacon, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm building a shelter, Pat.
In the middle of the day?
John Deacon. First place for it, Pat, the centre of the house.
Where are we going to eat?
In the shelter, of course.
What on earth are you sheltering from, John Deacon?
Well, I can't tell you that, Pat.
John Deacon, you expect me to forfeit my dining room for some tin house to protect us from goodness knows what?
You wouldn't believe me, Pat.
Oh, is it something off one of your websites, John?
No, Pat.
Is it, John?
You're just close-minded, Pat. A sheep.
Well, you're a pig, John Deacon. A pig.
I may be a pig, Pat, but I've done the research.
Shut the fuck up for a start, dickhead. Wanker. Don't fuck with me. I warned you before. Oh, try to skin up. Asshole.
Will you get your foot out of my face?
Sorry, I nodded off. What's that?
What's what?
What do you mean, what's what? The banging?
Oh, I thought that was you.
What would I be banging for?
To get attention.
The attention of whom? We should move on.
I agree. It's not very nice here. Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Try banging back?
You try banging
back. I've got sensitive skin.
Sensitive skin?
Well,
whatever it is, they're big.
What are they doing in here?
At the end of your message, press 1.
Emma? Ronan again. It would be nice if you could get Dulcie to give me a ring sometime. It's my right to speak to her. Even if, as you so eloquently put it, she doesn't want to speak to me, I could really do without this stress, Emma. My small intestine has given me endless bother. I'm back on the bone broth. I'm either constipated or can't stop going to the toilet. If this goes on much longer, I'll be back on turmeric fasts.
For fuck's sake.
Delightful.
Is it any wonder Dulcie doesn't want to speak with 10 words in bowels? Last time he spoke to her, he advised her to use her own piss to wash out a sty.
Where is Dulcie? Is she in?
She said she was off to the park about an hour ago.
Evening, Anna. You come to see Pat?
I thought I'd come and see you, actually. Your shirt is looking fascinating.
Oh, you all laugh at me, but just you wait.
Oh, I don't laugh, John. Far from it. To be honest, I think it's high time at all.
A talk, Anna? You and I? That'll be a first.
Well, if we can just turn this music off, what on earth is it?
Pat Metheny.
Pat, you're what? Hi, Pat. I was just dropping by to see John.
Were you both calling me?
No, I was talking about Pat Metheny.
Pat, you what?
I was going to ask John about his shelter.
Oh, don't start him on that. He'll never stop. Then he'll make you look at his websites for 2 hours. Well, anyway, I'm just off down the Videodrome to rent some DVDs. With the whole island closing to the outside, I'm going to have to find something to do.
Well, I've heard them. Quite a good selection down there.
That they do. I'm going to get a few Jane Austen, some old Weepies, and maybe that really stupid one, Avatar 2, The Way of the Water. That should keep me going for a few days, and not to have to listen to John. Speaking of which, enjoy.
Fuck you.
You too, John.
There it is again.
How can it be here too? Is it following us?
Ask it.
What do you mean, ask it?
Just shout, are you following us?
You fucking shout, are you following us?
I can't. I have a sore throat.
Sore throat.
This is most inconvenient. And here I was expecting a quiet night in. Did I tell you, someone drew cocks and balls all over my car windscreen this morning?
I don't know why you keep that car, Jake.
It reminds me of something.
Done. Jesus. You sure you want the antlers to stick out like that?
That's the memorial. People have to know.
Somebody will probably cut them off and put them on their wall.
If they do that, I'll find them places.
What's that?
It's Santa Claus. Ha! 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 Santa Claus! Jesus! Aliens! Pin them! Pin them! High strangeness! Ontological shock! Pin them! Ha! 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 Woo! Woo! Ha!
So the long and the short of it, John, is that your shelter might turn out to be just the thing.
Well, I knew something funny was going on, but I didn't think it was all that funny.
What is it now, Ethel?
Bells, Father Bresson! There's bells outside!
I'm very deeply engaged with my studies and... It sounds like... Father Christmas.
Christmas.
A few days late, at least.
Few days late, at least. Sleigh bells it is, Father Bresson. But why now?
And why does it seem to be...
filling the air?
It's not just there.
Not just there.
In the distance somewhere. It seems to be everywhere.
Everywhere. I'm scared, Father Bresson.
Nobody's afraid of Santa Claus, Ethel.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Emma, I've had enough of this. I know signal on the island is intermittent, but for God's sake, give me a call. I haven't passed the motion in 2 days, honestly. I'm chock-a-block. I've been only eating liquids, but it makes no difference. Soon enough, it's going to have to be the turmeric solution again. Dulcie must call me ASAP. I can't handle the stress. And I know it's been said 1,000 times, but keep an eye on that kook aunt of yours. She's a bad influence on Dulcie and reads her fairy tales and such nonsense. I do hope you're keeping an eye on Dulcie's motions. If I find out she's been eating sugar, there'll be hell on...
He's got a one-track mind, that one. That you can't deny.
Words small again. I'll kill someone.
I puked a little in my mouth when you said it, to be honest, love.
Sorry, Mum.
So, are you going to get her to phone him?
I've asked her. I'm not going to force her.
It is her dad, Emma.
It's Dulcie's choice. The honest reason is he's only talking about bowels. His and other people's bowels. And what they should do with their bowels. And what he does with his bowels.
Lovely.
And Mum, you know Dulcie. She's a clever girl. She just doesn't want to hear it. And the fact is, he's just not willing to listen to her. He never has been.
So, in some ways, you could say this little transportation hiccup has been a blessing in disguise.
A small mercy, yes.
Is he not, you know, planning on moving out?
He is, but he says he's in no hurry. He'll do it when it's convenient.
When he's finally took a dump, eh?
Yeah.
Listen, you. I didn't come here on holiday with the intention of living here. Elf is goth and quake. I'm due at a meeting tomorrow after lunch in Harrow, and I simply must be there.
I'm sorry, sir. The port is closed until further notice. The last boat sailed at 3:30 yesterday.
I am more than aware of that.
Terribly sorry, sir.
You're sorry. You'll be sorry.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Mr. Clematis.
Mr. Clematis? The priest must be protected.
Then what?
Do you believe in Santa Claus, Mr. Clematis?
Do I? Do I what?
Hamlet, Good Friday. John and Pat Deacon were played by Elvis Herod, Emma Deacon by Lottie Bowater, Bunton Deacon by Ergo Fismes, Dulcie Deacon by Ariadne Robertson, Auntie Anna Deacon was played by Anne Jameson. The horrible little boys, George and Boris, were played by Chris Locke and Lawrence Tuck. Father Bresson was played by Lawrence Tuck. Ethel Mermaid, played by Elvis Herod. Odette was played by Lottie Bowater. Nora Vlovlov, Nayana Dickinson. Tom Cruise was played by Joe Eaton. Stephen the Parrot by Chris Locke. Jeremy Braverman by Chris Locke. Peter Pontin by Lawrence Tuck. Topper was played by John Panther. Lee by Richard Kennedy. Alex was played by Joe Eaton. Jake Blake by Elvis Herod. Nancy Blake by Autumn Robertson. Ronan was played by Clematis, was played by Ergo Fismes. Hamlet Good Friday was written and produced by Ergo Fismes.